Customer platform, it's time to start the day. Discover all the value you already own. Don't let solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. Customer platform and watch your business rise. Wake up, the platform's waiting for you. Wake up, see what your system can do.
Good morning, HubSpot Nation. It is time to wake up customer platform with your unofficial HubSpot Updates morning show, where we help you discover the platform value you already own. I'm Chris Carolyn, joined by my co-hosts Casey Hawkins and George B. Thomas. We're here every weekday morning, moving forward, we promise, to make sure you're not sleeping on HubSpot's true capabilities. If you're joining live, drop a hello in the comments and let us know what you're building in HubSpot today. Happy Friday, January 9th, 2026. How are we doing?
Doing well, doing well. Happy to be back. I was sick this week, so I wasn't totally bummed that I didn't have to be on camera every day at 8:30 in the morning, but
yeah, I'm doing good too. I also had a little bit of the sickness earlier. I think it just went around the entire world, to be honest with you. But feeling better, excited to be here. Can't wait to see what HubSpot builds in 2026. They definitely have a, dare I say, a good start at it thus far.
Yeah. In case there is any concern, while we went over our one update last week, we gave them some time to catch up, and catch up they did. So if there was any thoughts that HubSpot was going to be slowing down in 2026, that appears not to be the case, as we've got 30 updates since we took a week off, and we're going to dive in. And by the way, 10 of those updates from yesterday, it looks like at least 10. We'll see if there's any more from January 8th on the page. Number one, improved experience to test your customer agent on email. What is it? Email testing lets you see exactly how your agent will respond to customer emails. You do not need an email channel connected to test. You can preview the full email conversation from the customer's initial question through your agent's response, just as it would appear in a real inbox.
Why does it matter? Email is different from chat. Customers expect thorough, well-written responses, and you don't get the chance to ask follow-up questions in real time. Before email testing, you had two options: turn on email and cross your fingers, or test in chat and guess how it would translate to email. Now you can make sure your agent gets it right, professional tone, complete answers, proper formatting. This matters even more because email responses are permanent and visible.
Nice. Very cool.
On email and cross your fingers. Yeah.
yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, probably not. But very cool update there. We'll keep moving. Visualize custom and app events on contact and company records. What is it? You can now add a middle panel card to contact and company records to easily visualize custom and app event occurrences over a selected time frame.
Why does it matter? Previously, understanding how a contact or company interacted with your product or content often required using multiple tools or manual work. Now you can easily see custom event or app event visuals with a middle panel card on contact and company records. The new visuals help your team spot trends quickly, contextualize customer behavior, and take more informed next actions.
Very, very cool. That card is called Event Data.
Mm.
And just look at all these things. Date range settings, series one, series title. We've got some like conditionality or some filtering going on in here. Powerful visualization tools right on your record. Very cool. 76 plus new and 22 plus featured updates in the HubSpot marketplace. These apps were recently added to the HubSpot marketplace last quarter. Additionally, 22 featured apps, including the HubSpot connector for Claude, Descript, and Zapier, were recently updated with new features. Featured highlights include Arrows, Box Connector, Clear Sync, Cloud Files, Create Google Docs, PDF and eSign, Descript, now bidirectional, Event Happily, HubSpot Connector for ChatGPT, HubSpot Connector for Claude, Google Meet has a redesigned global advanced settings page. LiveStorm webinars, Microsoft Teams, NetSuite, Salesforce doing new stuff, sales message, SMS texting and calling.
Nice.
Slack, Cinch, Engage, SMS, Slack, a big update from and Slack, context rich record, unfurling, one of my new favorite words. Supered. Now supports HubSpot's object library. Get in there, Super, support that object library. Vidyard Video Agent is a new app that auto-generates AI videos. Webflow, Zapier has added 16 additional supported CRM objects. Yes, people, there's 16 additional available for Zapier to support, including invoices, subscription leads, projects, and more.
Crazy.
And Zendesk now syncs back and forth ticket conversation history. So agents have more context, human and AI.
Why does it matter? HubSpot's app marketplace has 2,000 plus apps with new listings being added and improvements being shipped every day. Install these new and updated apps to do more with HubSpot.
Indeed. Big marketplace now. Rich text editor for welcome messages in custom assistants. What is it? The rich text editor for welcome messages gives you formatting tools to create polished professional welcome messages when building custom assistants. Instead of working with a plain text box, you now have access to a full editor with formatting options like bold, italic, lists, links, and emojis. As you format your message, a live preview shows exactly how it will appear to users so you can see your changes in real time before publishing.
Why does it matter? First impressions set the tone for how users interact with your custom assistant. A well-formatted welcome message helps you establish credibility with professional formatting signals that your assistant is thoughtfully designed, improve readability with bold text links and lists to make important information easier to scan and drive action. Clickable links can direct users to resources, documentations, or next steps. This feature makes it simple to create welcome messages that feel engaging and intentional without needing to know any code or format syntax.
So I got to be honest with this one. Like, I can understand bold and I can understand links, but of all the places on the planet where I don't believe that there should be the possibility of putting an emoji, this would have to be one of them. My God, if I open up a portal and you have created an AI assistant in Breeze and there is an emoji in the welcome. I digress. Let's move on.
Yeah, lots of potential to communicate in better ways with your assistant. So very cool to see that level of customization available.
I'm a big emoji user, so I...
Yeah, it can be powerful when there's purpose and intent behind it.
Yeah, just be like
iconography, but...
The instruction could be, don't type poop emoji below. There you go.
All right. Moving on. We've got new HubSpot numbers available in Finland, Poland, and more. What is it? HubSpot phone number acquisition is now available in additional countries, the Netherlands, Finland, Poland, Belgium, and Thailand. You can submit business documentation for these countries and acquire a HubSpot phone number that can be used for inbound and outbound calling, team calling, in help desk, IVR, and so much more.
Why does it matter? Calling users with global business locations must acquire a number in their locality. HubSpot is adding number acquisition for 5 additional countries, allowing you to better solve for their calling needs in more regions. In response to evolving regulatory landscapes, many countries are intensifying their enforcement of telecom regulations. This includes mandates for verifying the legitimate user of phone numbers and validating business locations. To streamline this process, HubSpot has a documentation flow within our platform, allowing you to effortlessly submit the necessary regulatory documents, ensuring compliance and facilitating seamless number acquisition in these countries. Seems like an important update if you're doing business in those countries.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's not a beta that I'll probably sign up for, but if it's a beta that you need, then sign up for that beta, ladies and gentlemen, just saying.
And also an important update for businesses that might think they can still pretend to do business in those other countries.
Oh!
Anyways, enable call recording settings by call direction. What is it? Can now choose to record calls based on the call direction, either inbound or outbound.
Why does it matter? Call recording often requires compliance with specific regulations. This feature allows you to selectively record calls, helping you adhere to legal requirements while still capturing important conversations. For example, you can choose to record only inbound support calls for quality assurance or limit recording of outbound sales calls for training purposes.
Hmm. Thanks, HubSpot.
Yes, indeed. Record your calls. Like, just figure it out. Get them recorded. Next on the list, we have skill-based routing. Delay before first assignment. It's a public beta.
You know, a lot of betas.
You can now add a short delay before skill-based routing runs its first assignment. This gives HubSpot a little more time to finish loading important ticket details, such as associations, metadata, or detected attributes, before your routing rules evaluate the ticket. This setting appears at the bottom of every skill-based routing rule set as delay before first assignment. You can choose anywhere from 0 to 10 minutes, depending on how much time your workflows need. This helps improve assignment accuracy and gives you more control over when routing happens.
Why does it matter? In many teams, important ticket information becomes available shortly after the ticket is created. This includes things like ticket associations, CRM data syncing, property values set by inbox automation or integrations, language or region detection, skill-related attributes. When routing fires before these details are ready, skill-based routing may not have the full context, which can lead to early or incorrect assignments and ultimately more reassignments downstream. Adding a short delay helps skill-based routing evaluate your rules with a more complete picture of the ticket, which means more accurate first assignments, fewer ticket bouncing between owners, better performance of skill-based rules, more predictable routing behavior across emails, forms, and other channels, flexibility for each team to tune this based on their needs. Most teams will benefit from a small delay, 1 to 3 minutes, but you can choose the timing that works best for your team.
Did you ever gift somebody something that you like gifted to them, but it's also like something that you know that you'll enjoy? Like, I'm gonna buy this like bartini for my wife, but then I can make a like drink at the end of the day. This feels like HubSpot's gift to us and them, kind of, in my mind. Like, there's a small project management prayer group in a back hallway somewhere of HubSpot saying, "Dear Lord, please let everybody turn this delay on because our system is getting crushed." Like, no, just me? Is it just me that feels like this? Okay, I'll shut up. I'm sorry.
Did you give your wife a bar? What is
a bartini?
Martini.
I may or may not have. That may have been a Christmas gift this year. But she loved it. She loved it, so don't judge me. Come on.
I'm going to go in a different direction and say that this is evidence that people are doing a better job of using the whole data model and taking care of their data, because this likely, if you're not sure whether this should apply to you, if you have any delays in your workflows that are delays because you need to wait for data to get in the right places and then you can associate it and create things to do, you probably need delays here because those workflows got to work so that the ticket can have the context.
Yeah, so, see, you always are the serious one. I'm always the idiot. But it works. It works.
Speaking of serious updates, new colors available for property options.
Oh.
What is it? You can now style your property options with even more flexibility. We've added light variants for every color, perfect for cleaner, more subtle labeling. Plus, there's a new color in the palette, teal.
Ta-da!
Why does it matter? Color-coded property options make it easy to scan index tables and record pages for quick insights. With both light and dark variations, you now have more control over how information is visually prioritized. Use light variations for a cleaner, more subtle look. Great for properties that are important but don't need to dominate the page, like category or stage. Use dark variations to draw attention to high impact values. Ideal for signaling blockers or next steps like urgent, blocked, or ready to close.
Very interesting.
Why don't we just have the full color picker? Like, what is going on here, George? Like,
I mean, you have to
it's
have
available
constraints
in every other.
Yeah.
Part of the
you have
color
to have
picking.
Constraints because what is like you know, what does pound 2C864 mean different than pound 7452? Like these are supposed to these colors are supposed to represent something, right? Like good, bad, warning, error. And so if you give somebody the whole palette, what you get is, I don't know, lead scoring, where nobody understands what the number actually means, or in this case, what the color actually means. So I do like the idea of focus here. Where my brain went to is teal the complementary color of this purple, auburn, maroonish, whatever color? Anyway, maybe. I don't know.
What if it was more like in reports, though, where there's like set color palettes or?
I mean, potentially. But again, that adds complexity.
Even with the first color set of 9, there's got to be documentation somewhere to say what red means, what orange means, what yellow means, what green means. And now you just added a lot, like, so the constraints are, that's already out of the bag. Like, if you don't have your documentation right, even two colors, right?
Yeah.
So if we're going to give optionality, like, yeah. Anyway, even by the end of the year, before they activate that, assigned teams are now editable in help desk. What is it? You can now edit a ticket's assigned teams directly in the help desk workspace. This gives you more control over which teams are responsible for a ticket and where that ticket appears across team views and spaces. Assigned teams can now be changed from the About This Ticket panel in line from help desk table views through workflows by using Rotate Record to Owner, to Team Only, not via Edit Record. Only teams with at least one main team member with a service seat will appear as options. This update brings assigned teams in line with other core ticket properties, making it easier to keep ownership, visibility, and team workflows aligned as tickets move through your support process.
Why does it matter? Assigned teams determine where a ticket appears in spaces, which views see the ticket, and which teams are expected to take action. Previously, this value could only be set automatically through routing. That meant tickets could appear in the wrong spaces. Ownership and team visibility could fall out of sync. Admins had little ability to correct or reassign responsibility. With assigned teams now editable, you can correct misrouted tickets, reassign work between teams as priorities shift, ensure tickets appear in the right spaces for visibility and collaboration, keep team workflows aligned as you scale. This gives support managers more flexibility and more confidence in how tickets flow through their teams. Spaces?
Are you unfamiliar with that?
Is that, like, I guess I'm just getting a little, I'm getting a little confused because is that workspace?
So spaces, like, no, it's like team specific record views on the CRM, wow, except applied to help desk. Like, you could design help desk as a whole to be specific to different teams, and they're calling that spaces.
Okay, not a big a lot of help desk to that. I'm fine with that. It just feels
Well, this is the switch here, I think, is that in every other place of HubSpot, the team that you see assigned is automatically based on the person that is the owner of the record, right? Or did that change at some point? Nothing.
I don't think that changed, but it's something we can look into for sure.
Right. And that's what's the difference when you start to tie even more, because in the help desk, the first thing that you care about often is which team it's not who owns it. So they made those updates related to it doesn't need to have an owner right away, but it can still be assigned to a team. Right. So it's a big flip from the way that HubSpot's been managing teams up to now. So good to give you that editability, because I'm sure that was frustrating if you couldn't edit team ownership. You probably had to, people are probably working around like, all right, who's on that other team? And I got to change the owner to them just so that the team ownership will change. Anyway.
I have 10. To for another meeting, but I do want to say there is on the next page, I cheated, but I deal with this update. There's a conditional scoring with and for lead scores. It's also for health scores. I'm very excited about it. That is all I would like to say.
Oh, I wonder if we should just save the rest of the updates for Monday so Casey can talk about that or not. Chris, what do you think?
I think so. I think that's the signal. Okay. That's definitely the responsible thing to do.
Yep.
So everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Customer platform, it's time to start the day. Discover all the value you already own. Don't let solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform. And watch your business rise.